Please hold while I try to locate the person you're calling.
Hello, hello?
Hey, buddy.
Buddy.
Ab, how are ya?
Hey, buddy. Just having my lunch. How are you doing?
Good. I'm trying to determine which PSYOP to believe. There are two.
There's at least two. How many?
at least. But I'm thinking, do we believe, you know, that one thing that you posted, I think it was on fakeologist.com/blog about the Illuminati card game, and everything is lining up, and, you know, it's all scripted in, so Biden will become president. Do you believe that? Or do you believe that Trump is going to come back with the Hail Mary pass, lock everyone up, get his next 4 years, and we're going to rid the world of a lot of evil?
And neither.
So what's C?
Well, I always look at the long-term plan to try and get a clue as to what I think might happen. And if you want the United States broken up, then making peace is not part of the plan. If you want to destroy a country, they can't unify under one leader.
But so can't you destroy a company with either scenario, either Biden gets in or Trump, because no matter what, you're going to have, perceivably, you're going to have a civil war of some sort, because you're going to have half the country say this is bullshit.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I don't think anyone is really going to get in. It's just like the vaccine. I'm not sure there's going to be any official vaccine that's rolled out in a warp speed type fashion. I think it's a very important stick to keep moving the masses along to the agenda. And if everyone thinks they're going to get a vaccine and then it's all going to be over, then it'll be harder to move the agenda forward. So they need that terrorist in your life forever. And that terrorist is, you're not going to get the vaccine. It's the wrong vaccine. This vaccine's harmful. We're working on another vaccine. That's the real vaccine. My dad, I just talked to him on the phone, and he's waiting for the vaccine. He's very frustrated because the way he sees it, there should be a vaccine in his arm as soon as possible. And he's annoyed that there are stories that federal prisoners are getting the vaccine in Canada before him. So that he believes that story. So he's upset about that, because that story is being portrayed as these people are the worst of the worst. Let them die of COVID. Why should they get a vaccine?
Wow.
So his life is on hold for the vaccine, like so many other people, because that's the official story. Life will not. So that's the official story. So I think the election chaos story might just keep going on and on and on. The only wild card in the story is the military. Will the military have any role in fighting this insurrection? I don't know.
Well,
I can't figure it out.
Apparently that's where Trump is right now, down in Texas at some military base.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving me Vox Populi, because I do like the guy, and that's all because of you. So
you're welcome. Yeah, he's a no bullshit kind of guy, you know.
He's one guy, one opinion, but I like his stuff. And that last Trump video that was on Twitter, and I thought he was bad. From Twitter, I thought it was very strange just on the surface, and then I read his post, then I read the comments to the post.
totally a deep fake.
Well, yeah, there's a... I can see both sides of the problem, you know, the neck problem and
well, the neck, his head was, I know, Photoshop, Videoshop, whatever the hell you want to call it, but it was obvious to me
that it
was transposed onto it. I mean, it was just, your head just doesn't move like that, you know.
And his body was jerky, too. I don't study Trump for a living.
Yeah.
So I had to go watch a few videos of his. I wasted a good hour and a half on that topic last night. I was going to call you, but I was still looking into it, so I didn't know. I was going to call you last night. Well, I sent you a message on Telegram, but you didn't respond, so that's fine. I just kept looking. So I'm not positive. I'm not positive about that.
Yeah. Well, all I know is the most healthy thing is to keep the frickin' television turned off. It's just so nuts right now. I don't know.
Well, that's what my parents are both. My dad said he had to go. I said, where do you have to go? You got to go get your latest download or what? And that was the truth.
Yeah,
he had to plug back into the Matrix. This is a big story.
Right.
Well, I don't have cable TV. I only have the internet, so I can only pull my information. It's not pushed on me. And I don't pull from the main sources, so I'm not getting it. I'm not getting what they're getting.
No, of course not. As a matter of fact, two days ago, I decided to, and I never do this, but I was just like, knowingly going into it saying, okay, what's the download? So I went to CNN.com and read their headlines. And I'm like, okay, this is where I know my dad goes and, you know, and my family and my boss. And so, you know, that's the messaging. It is.
Yeah, but wait, do you ever watch the regular Television? Do you have a cable service in your house?
Yeah, I do, because I'm a sports nut.
Well, I think the website and the television show are quite different. Do you ever stand in front of the CNN screen in your house for half an hour and see what it does to you? Because that's different from a website. Because don't forget, you've got androgynes yelling at you. You've got the scroll bar on the bottom. You've got the transitions between scenes. You've got 1,000 points, borrow a phrase from George Herbert Walker Bush, 1,000 points of flickering light in your screen, in your eyeballs. You got the music.
Yep.
Music is so important to create a mood. It's crazy.
Who
was I listening to? Calcified Lies. I love the guy. He hates psychologists. He thinks I'm a shill. That's fine. I listen to the guy anyway. And
who
he was
it?
Saying his Calcified Lies. His name is Steve.
Uh-huh. Why would he think you're a shill?
Oh, he thinks almost everyone's a shill. But that's fine. I don't mind. You can call me names. I'll still listen to you if I like you.
Yeah.
And I love his work.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't get offended because I don't play schoolyard games. Even if you thought I was a shill, I'd still probably watch your show. But the point is, he was talking about police sirens. And he says, why do we need police sirens to raise the temperature? Because just the sonic tone, the pulse of a police siren coming at you puts you in such a state of fear, you're not going to be able to handle an interaction with the cop when you hear this sound all the time, especially if many of them come to the scene screaming with their... What if they came playing Beethoven to arrest you? Would that change your mind? Would that change your whole... Yeah. So... My point is that CNN is playing, they must have a sound editor, someone who does a musical score to the news, because they know that music gets you in such a tenderized mood, so your brain can be pounded.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking you. That's what normal people are receiving. You and I don't get that because we don't have CNN blasting us 24/7.
Yeah, I even get pissed off at Yana sometimes we have a two-story home, and when I'm not on a Zoom call, which is my office, I'm in my recliner up in my living room that's upstairs, right up the stairs. Now, because it's all open, I can hear what she's watching on TV downstairs in the kitchen, and she'll turn on Fox News and watch Fox News, and I finally have to say, Yana, would you please, please turn that shit off, because it's all the same shit that CNN plays, except with a little different slant. It's still all about COVIDs, right? It's all about deaths and cases. And I'm like, I can't hear that shit anymore. I'm allergic to it. But that's what everyone wakes up to, gets their fixes during the day. If they want to get a little different slant, they'll go to MSNBC. You know, that'll really give you a different batch of news. And if you want to get really crazy, you'll go over to the opposition and see what those crazies at Fox News are saying. It's all the same shit.
Well, it also reinforces, because if every channel you turn to is pretty much saying the same thing, that's your reality. You say, well, there's obviously no other reality right now, because someone else would be debunking it. And you know, all your wife has is some guy with a YouTube channel spouting off this and that, but you're no competition to the big boys. They have
next
production facilities. They have, it's so well coordinated and orchestrated. And
man, I'm so excited. I finally got my lawsuit against Costco in the mail, in the system. UPS it. So, and while I was in the UPS store, a Karen came in, and the people in the UPS store, they were great. They were like, they didn't even bring it up. Now, I had my lanyard around my head, and then a lady walked in. She was standing behind me, socially distanced. She couldn't see my lanyard, but I turned around my head, you know, because I heard somebody coming in the door. And I turned around and gave me this look, and she said, "Where's your mask?" And this time I said, "Well, I'm not trying to get to heaven on my own." And then I just turned around, and then she didn't get it. She didn't understand, but the black girl who was helping me did. She was based. She giggled. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This lawsuit thing, it definitely was a pain in the ass.
Made to be that way.
Yeah. Right.
I like what Dollar Vigilante says.
I love
that guy. Well, I was just saying that all these lawsuits that are going on, it's their system. So how can you possibly think you're going to get a fair shake in their system? Because they have to perpetuate the system. So they're not going to introduce something that could break their own system. And I'm not saying your lawsuit in particular, but just the whole German guy who's suing over the fraudulent PCR test. You're really asking these people to cut their throat. So it's really an impossible request, if you ask me. Not because you're wrong, because they're going to protect the system.
No, that's likely right. That's probably a higher percentage that it's right, but I respect the right. You know.
Oh, I'm for it. But
and I think they're
delaying the inevitable.
You know, I think I'm going to win. I put it this way. If I don't win, then everything is meaningless. I mean, literally anything that has to do with disabilities is meaningless, because literally a store can make up anything they want, anything. And since it is their policy, then it becomes, you know, truth. So, I don't know. I sure hope I win, and I hope that it ends up setting precedent. What I've learned through this process, Ab, and same with the NOLs, is, and I'm sorry, don't take this wrong. Don't take this wrong. But it's like everyone talks about doing this shit, but nobody's really doing it.
I know you're doing it. I said I wasn't doing it.
I'm even talking about other people who talk about doing it, aren't doing it. And I'm really referring to the NOLs, because we're at this point right now to where we're about to send out our true bills. And I heard on the call, when I was on the call with those Alaskan legislators, there was an attorney on there who basically just gave me a little warning. And he says, just to let you know, with this NOL process, you put liens on an office. I know several people who are serving 10 years in prison right now because of that. And he said, just go into it and make sure you have your T's. And I was like, holy shit. So I talked to Paul yesterday about it. And apparently you can't start the clock ticking, like the $50,000 a day that we have in there. You can't start that clicking until you're through with your third round of sending the true bills. Now, Robin, who is on our team, said you could start ticking after the first one. So we yesterday agreed we're not doing shit until we find out the real answer to that, you know, because we're kind of diving into the shallow end head first. But, you know, I don't want to do something stupid. I'm happy to be the tip of the spear. But I also don't want to go to prison.
No.
Then there's that.
Yeah, I know. My God.
So my point with that is nobody has done this correctly with what we're doing. I mean, first of all, we haven't had time. So it's one of these things that ultimately the discussion should center around, how do you think it'll ever change unless these fuckers have consequences? Now, with the NOL, there are consequences, but nobody's done it yet. So these guys haven't faced them yet. Will ours be the first? I don't know. If it is, I hope we're in the middle of the fairway and we aren't, you know, out of bounds illegal and go to jail. I don't know. But it just reinforces in my mind, these people aren't suffering any consequences for just, you know, doing their own shit, their own illegal shit.
And they're also waiting for their treasure at the end of the rainbow, which
exactly.
They're going to get for complying. All these governors, all these guys, they've all been promised riches.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That is very powerful. They've been promised the spoils of the empire. They're going to get their share of as they carve it all up.
Yep.
Really
well,
tough.
And that's where you hold out hope that the one narrative of hope with Trump, you know, if all of a sudden he's, put it this way, if he ends up being elected, then you'll know that something big has indeed happened. But I don't think he will. I think I really liked that video you posted of the Illuminati card game. I didn't know that one card looked like Trump, but it totally looks like that image.
I didn't even really notice that. I know I heard the guy say that. I'm not even sure what video we're talking about right now. There's so many.
You posted one yesterday. I was on my cigar walk and I listened to it. And it was this guy that everything is numbers, the 71, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's Zach. Every now and then I need a dose of Zach's numbers because he says so much good stuff in between all his adding up numbers, which I only hold a little bit of faith in the numbers, the numerology, but everything he says in between is what I like.
Well, but some of the numerology when he does talk about it, it kind of becomes hard to ignore.
Oh yeah, I know.
You know, it's like holy shit. It's like drinking out of a fire hose, you know? That was yesterday's video. I actually did have to stop it because it was just too much. But I got to the point to where I heard enough and I saw the graphic of the Illuminati card that looks like Trump. And it's unreal. It's just unreal that this thing was created in 95, you know? And if that's true, if all of this is so mapped out, it is absolutely, yeah. It's absolutely supernatural what's happening. I mean, it has to be.
The planning is well done. I'm sure yesterday was well planned, or January 6th, yeah. Rather, was well planned.
Did you hear Amazing Polly's recent video where she talked about these crisis actor companies and that you know, this is what these people do, and I'm sure you've seen it all over too, but the storming of the Capitol was, I mean, it's probably just all bullshit.
Yeah, well, that I agree with that. I sometimes Pauly turns me off. I go off and on her.
Uh-huh.
But I think I gotta look that up. I know I'm a couple behind on her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking on BitSlide, which I use to review BitChute. And
yeah,
I've got 20 channels on there that have one or two videos that I have to watch. Yeah, she's got the blackmail thing and how it ties to the globalist plans, and did the swamp just do it again? So
that's
those are
one.
Two. I'll put them on my queue. I got so much to watch. There's the content.
I know. I know you do.
It's so much, huh? This is why I'm annoyed with the regular people. There's so much content for them to absorb if they wanted to get off the mainstream media. We are in a renaissance, and how long are we going to have this? That's my biggest worry.
Yeah.
Because if Amazing Pauly can't get her videos out easily, will she do them at all? You know, if Uncle Odd can't do his videos easily, will he do them at all? That is the great... And if we are labeled domestic terrorists, I don't think we're going to be doing our videos.
No.
See?
No, that's true.
That's why, well, you could put them out to the dark web, but they'd be hard to find.
Yeah, it'd be hard to find. And at some level, you're like, choose your battles, right?
I'll still look for your videos, but most people won't find them.
But, I mean, honestly, at some level, when you're fighting this and it becomes, you know, you do carry around a lot of darkness with you when you fight this stuff, because it just puts you in a different, you know, in my description, a different spiritual place, you know. And
well, you're also fighting everybody.
Yeah,
you're fighting
that's right.
Your wife, your daughter. How long can
that's
you keep
right.
it up?
That's a very valid point. Yeah, no, it is, the word is fatigue. You know, you get genuine, authentic fatigue. It's funny. I had, I'm sure you know the guy, but on Telegram, he goes by Pepe De Froge. But,
okay, I don't know.
Yeah, but he sent me a message on, like, I think it was Monday or whatever, and it was just coincidental because my wife had gotten a pretty good bonus, and we were talking about, you know, putting it towards a house or whatever. Anyway, long story tolerable. He kind of came out of the blue saying, man, you gotta invest in XRP. It is hitting bottom, and I'm like, what's XRP? And it's Ripple, you know, and I haven't touched any of this, digital currency crypto stuff. But I thought, you know, well, how do you do it? Anyway, he told me I needed to download Coinbase Pro. And so anyway, I funded it for 10 grand. That was the amount, 10 grand. And by Wednesday evening, I took $5,000 of profits because it went up to $15,000, and I diversified into these in Ether and Link, which are two coins that are supposedly real. And so now I'm just sitting here watching it, and it's like crack. It's like, you know, because it updates every 15 seconds, and they have such wild swings. You literally can be up 1,000, and then so anyway, it's like putting your toe in the water to just experience it, you know. But it was crazy.
I
know it can go the other way, and probably will go the other way, and I know that it's like a gamble. But you know, I do have to say, in just a couple of days, and I think I did the smart thing, which was just take out some profits and diversify. I mean, shit, it was like I've never made $5,000 in 3 days.
No, I know, it's cool. Good for you. Yeah, I got some Bitcoin. That's about it, though.
Well, then you must be happy.
Today I am, but I don't. You know, I have other investments. I don't get happy when they go up and down because I don't even know what they're doing, actually. So
So I think I also subscribe to this this service that. I took some of the money. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to, and it's this Weiss service, but, you know, he's forecasting that Bitcoin, you know, is going to end up over $200,000. And this guy is like the Sherpa, you know? So
yeah.
I think it's one of those to where from a buy and hold standpoint, you know, it's going to go up, down, but I think if you keep... Now, what I don't understand, I know I have to get a wallet and all that shit. I just have Coinbase Pro, which I guess can be hacked at any point. But so now I'm trying to figure out this weekend what to do. But I bring it up only that, you know, it has provided me the last couple of days while the world is going to shit in Washington, D.C., it's provided me with a nice distraction.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just something that's not the shit that's going on right now.
Yeah, I agree. I like the Dollar Vigilante, Jeff. He's fantastic.
Love him.
I love his stuff. And he's big on all these cryptos, Bitcoin, XRP, Monero. So
yeah.
Even Library, which is the currency of the video service library. That's very interesting, where he can make a little scratch.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, people tip the library coin when you like your video. They can give you one library coin, which is worth about 10 cents. That kind of thing. That's what I told you. Maybe anytime you do a video, just put it on library. Well, I think you can sync it to your YouTube channel. So
yeah,
if you upload to YouTube, does that work?
Yeah. I had the problem with Library that it wanted to, it asked me for money, and I, you know, but admittedly I was doing it from my iPhone, so I need to do it from my.
Yeah, you might have needed money, but if you start using Library to watch videos, you'll make money. They give you money when you watch stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Because my balance keeps going up, and I haven't put anything on there.
Oh, wow.
I just watch Dollar Vigilante. I watch on there and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
So try that, and you'll get a balance going.
Yeah, there's so much shit these days. Do this, do that. You should do this, do that. After a while, it's like, my God, you know, it's so much. But you know, it is this.
No, there is so much, and at least we're young enough to be energetic enough to adapt and try all these things.
That's true. Cool.
You know, we're kind of old dogs.
I will tell you, I'm going to get a lot of time back in my life with this lawsuit finally being filed. I've just put way too much time into that. So I'm happy.
No, that's great that you're doing it. I hope you're successful.
Yeah.
Will you go back into Costco if you win?
Oh, if I win and I get an injunction on them, that'll be, I will go back in with pride and be loving life, because I'll go back in and they'll give me shit and I will just go through the process and go to check out. And if they stop me, I'll pull out the court order and say, unless you give me service, then I'm going to have you arrested by court order. So I would love, I mean, you know me, I'm a drama boy. I would love to be able to go through that process and have my little hidden camera recording, because if I win, that means that they didn't buy the argument of, you know, you can't record. So they're going to be in breach of contract. But so, yeah, I'm excited about that. But the other one I'm excited about is that, you know, is the violating the fact that I'm a disabled person. And so there are three counts, you know, breach of contract, there's the injunction, and then there's the violation of my civil rights because I'm disabled. And that one could garner some a monetary judgment. And we'll see.
Okay, I just read a really good thing on White Rose that describes you. Would you like to hear it? Well,
literally describes me or the kind of person that I am?
Yeah, the kind of person you are.
Okay, sure.
Okay, I'll read it out for the audience.
All right.
It's from the White Rose Telegram group, and they're the ones that advertise stickers that you can go buy a cheap label printer, print out the stickers, and stick them on public places.
Yep.
Okay, the quote is, the real damage is done by those millions who want to survive. The honest men who just want to be left in peace. Those who don't want their little lives disturbed by anything bigger than themselves. Those with no sides and no causes. Those who won't take measure of their own strength for fear of antagonizing their own weakness. Those who don't like to make waves or enemies. Those for whom freedom, honor, truth, and principles are only literature. Those who live small, mate small, die small. It's the reductionist approach to life. If you keep it small, you'll keep it under control. If you don't make any noise, the boogeyman won't find you. But it's all an illusion, because they die too. Those people who roll up their spirits into tiny little balls so as to be safe. Safe? Safe from what? Life is always on the edge of death. Narrow streets lead to the same place as wide avenues, and the little candle burns itself out just like a flaming torch does. I choose my own way to burn. How's that?
I love that.
Wow. Sophie Scholl from the White Rose. And I'm not quite sure. I can't remember what the White Rose is. I have to look that up, because that's the name of this Telegram group. But it's also the name of some kind of resistance movement from hundreds of years ago, I think.
I like that line, I choose my own way to burn. That could be one of my
taglines. Oh, here it is. The White Rose was a nonviolent intellectual resistance group in the Third Reich, led by a group of students, including Hans and Sophie Scholl. They attended the University of Munich. The group conducted an anonymous leaflet and graffiti campaign that called for active opposition to the Nazi regime. Okay, well, Wikipedia is definitely going to promote them then.
Wow. That's cool. All right, brother. I'm gonna go get a workout in. So.
Okay, well done. Get that heart moving. Take care.
All right. See ya. Have a good one.
Call.